Aaron Gandy studies vintage American musical theater. His admiration for Irving Berlin begins with Berlin's abilities as a wordsmith.
The first thing that pops to mind isn't a musical one so much as a lyrical one. I mean, I think Berlin is, as much as he's acknowledged as being an incredible composer, he was an incredible lyricist. He, like Cole Porter and Noel Coward and several others we can name, Stephen Sondheim, are among a very small class of writers who are equally adept at both skills. The thing that strikes me most about Berlin, or the thing that I appreciate most, is how plain-spoken he was. And yet, at the same time, he was able to throw in as many nuances, more than you think you're going to get.
Berlin definitely struck a chord with God Bless America. He wrote the song and lyrics originally for Yip Yip Yap Hank, but not liking the result, he had withdrawn the song from the show. 21 years later, he pulled the yellowed manuscript out of a trunk and returned to the song. I had to make one or two changes in the lyrics, Berlin recalled, and they in turn led me to a slight change and improvement in the melody. The original lyric had read, "Make her victorious on land and foam, God bless America, my home sweet home." Not wanting the song to be a war song, Berlin changed the line, "From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home."
Kate Smith sang the recreated version of God Bless America on network radio on Armistice Day, November 10, 1938. It immediately became a hit, and Berlin's publishing house had to scramble to keep up with the demand for the sheet music. Berlin refused to capitalize on the success, instead assigning all earnings from the song to the Boy and Girl Scouts. Let's listen to America's second national anthem, sung by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
In 1940, the headline in the New York Times read, "National Music Appreciation Committee votes award for song God Bless America."
And in July 1940, the Times headline read, "Song God Bless America to be theme song of Democratic National Convention."
Just as God Bless America is our second national anthem, White Christmas, written in 1940 for the movie Holiday Inn, is second only to Silent Night as America's favorite song for the Yuletide. Had Irving Berlin not already been a wealthy man, White Christmas would have made him a millionaire several times over. In a quarter of a century, the song sold over 4 million copies of sheet music and was recorded over 300 times. The music trade journal Variety reported in December 1954 $1.3 million in Berlin's Christmas stocking. This was what NBC paid Berlin to run the movie White Christmas on its television network once a year for 3 years.
Bing Crosby introduced White Christmas in 1940.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells.
Irving Berlin's most popular song ever, White Christmas. In its first 10 years, over 14 million recordings of White Christmas were sold, 9 million of those, the recording we just heard, by Bing Crosby.
One other song by Irving Berlin is also a holiday favorite. In 1917, he wrote a song called "Smile and Show Your Dimple." By 1933, no one remembered such a song. So Berlin wrote new words for the old melody. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
Kiri Takanawa sang for us the holiday evergreen, Easter Parade. She was joined by Jonathan Tunick and the Abbey Road Ensemble.
Easter Parade was one hit in a show which produced multiple hits in 1933, the so-called newspaper review As Thousands Cheer. I'm James Baker.
And I'm Kathy Kauser. And this is The Art of Irving Berlin. Later, we'll hear all about As Thousands Cheer, and we'll also enjoy selections from Annie Get Your Gun. For now, on with the show.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so.